Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Rich. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
If you listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
The new Premier League season has kicked off, so let's start with our headline.
VAR denies City.
It looked like Gabriel Jesus had scored a dramatic injury-time winner against Tottenham. But a moment later, VAR overruled the decision for an accidental handball. It was a controversial end to the match, which City dominated from start to finish. However, goals from Eric Lamella and Lucas Moura found equalisers for Spurs after Raheem Sterling and Sergio Aguero put City ahead.
Reds hold on against Saints.
Liverpool got a 2-1 away win at Southampton, but had to hang on after Adrian's blunder gave Southampton a late lifeline. Sadio Mane and Roberto Firmino looked to have made the game safe for the Reds, but the Liverpool goalkeeper passed the ball to Danny Ings to score. Ings then missed a late chance that would have levelled the scores.
Lampard returns home.
It was all about Frank Lampard's homecoming at Stamford Bridge. The Chelsea legend was in the dugout for his first home game as Chelsea manager. And it was all going perfectly when Mason Mount scored after only 7 minutes. However, Leicester hadn't read the script, and Nigerian international Wilfred Ndidi got the equaliser in the second half.
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
Our six words and phrases this week are an accidental handball, to hold on, a blunder, a homecoming, in the dugout, and not read the script.
Let's start with something that caused a lot of controversy in that City-Spurs match. An accidental handball.
An accidental handball is when the ball hits a player's hand or arm and the player didn't know or couldn't stop it from happening. The handball was accidental.
The next phrase is a phrasal verb and it's to hold on. We said Liverpool held on against Southampton. In a football match, hold on means to survive in a dangerous situation.
The dangerous situation was Southampton attacking near the end of the match. We also use the phrasal verb hang on, which can be used in the same way.
The next word is one we've spoken about before. It's blunder, and it means to make a mistake. Liverpool's goalkeeper made a blunder when he passed the ball to the Southampton attacker.
The next word is homecoming. A homecoming is when you return to your home, your city, or your football club after being away for a long time.
Frank Lampard played for Chelsea between 2001 and 2014, and he's now Chelsea's manager. Leicester City spoiled Frank Lampard's homecoming by scoring an equaliser.
The next phrase is in the dugout. The dugout is the place or shelter where the manager, coaches and substitutes sit during a match. Frank Lampard was in the Chelsea dugout for the first time against Leicester.
Our final phrase is a common football cliche, and it's to read the script. It's usually used in the negative in football when a team doesn't follow the storyline that was expected.
The Chelsea-Leicester match was all about Frank Lampard's homecoming and for Chelsea fans winning his first home match. However, Leicester didn't read the script and got an equaliser.
Okay, so there are our six words and phrases. Listen to this part of the podcast again if you're not sure how to use them.
The words and phrases are an accidental handball, to hold on, a blunder, a homecoming, in the dugout, and not read the script.
Right. Every week, we give out three Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. Kevin De Bruyne was fantastic for City, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored again for Arsenal.
But our Player of the Week goes to Norwich City's Teemu Pukki for his hat-trick against Newcastle.
Some fabulous finishers from the Finnish finisher.
Hold on, I know he's a striker from Finland, but I think you need to say that again.
Some fabulous finishers from the Finnish finisher.
If you want to practice your pronunciation, have a go at repeating that sentence. Right, Team of the Week.
We could go for Norwich. Yes, let's go for Norwich. It's their first win back in the Premier League, and they bounced back from a big defeat against Liverpool on the opening day of the season.
Finally, our Goal of the Week. We're going to leave this one to you. We're going to give you three options, and you need to tell us which you think was best. Goal number one. Teemu Pukki for Norwich against Newcastle. His first goal of his three was the best. A powerful volley that gave the keeper no chance.
Goal number two. Ruben Neves for Wolves against Manchester United. Neves scored a sensational strike from the edge of the box. It went in off the crossbar, which made it look even better.
Goal number three. Raheem Sterling for Manchester City against Spurs. Sterling doesn't score many headers, but what a cross from Kevin De Bruyne.
Right, okay. Those are our three options. Did you see them? Which do you think was the best? Let us know your choice and if you agree with our other weekly awards in our comment section on the Premier Skills English website.
Every week, Rich predicts the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
Make your predictions on the Premier Skills English website in the comments section and talk about the big match at the same time.
There are some big matches in Match Week 3, but the biggest has to be Arsenal's visit to Anfield.
I know we've both started the season with two wins, so it should be a good game.
I think Arsenal could sneak a 1-0 win, but let's hear your prediction, Rich.
Like I said, this should be an exciting attacking game, and I think there'll be goals. And I think you're right, Jack. Arsenal might get a goal. Aubameyang is in form, and he could get a goal for Arsenal on the counter-attack. But I don't see Arsenal's defence stopping Liverpool. I think Liverpool will get three, with two of the goals coming late on in the match. Final score, Liverpool 3, Arsenal 1.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page on the Premier Skills English website.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.